investments get marked to market, added to the portfolio run by the actuaries and the auditors, and that's where you see that. So for the long-only portion of the portfolio, a great run for the last couple of months. You see 3% for the month, 8.32 for the three-month period, and our fiscal year-to-date number over 8%, 8. Actually, which runs to the six-month mark. So good. Above our discount rate marks the end of the first quarter. So 90 days to go until June 30th. So hopefully things work out. I'll get into some forecasts at the end of this. Go down to our large cap equity managers. Sizer is having a little bit of a rough time the first 3 months of this year. Long-term numbers for the fiscal year to date and the inception numbers are close, but we'll keep an eye on them. Again, large cap growth, one of the hardest asset classes to match indexing because of the pure the nature of it, meaning that if you don't own the top 10 stocks, you're going to lag. So Sizer's done a good job in the long run. We'll keep an eye on them. Atalanta, pure growth, has done very well. They own all of the Metas and the Facebooks, I mean, the Facebooks and the Nvidias and all them. So if you look across their numbers for the fiscal year to date, up about 500 basis points over the Russell 1000, and their one-year number up 40%. So you don't see that very often. So they've done a great job, and they should be rewarded for that. Keep an eye on their allocation there. Sizer, it's a little bit overweight, so we might be taking from them and rebalancing. A lot of volatility yesterday in the market. And you'll see that at the end of quarters when you see rebalancing. So a lot of times we're taking from winners, bring it to losers, and vice versa. So Atlanta's done good. Aristotle also, below that on the value side, has done well. Their six-month number and the fiscal year-to-date number, very good. Again, almost 500 basis points over their index. Below that, mid-cap as a group, up 4.46%. Mutuals done a decent job. A little laggard across the board. The long-term numbers are right in there. And Cook and Bieler on this portfolio has done well. Their fiscal year to date, about 250 basis points over their target. But a small cap. Small cap. So we have Channing and Cook. Again, we have two other managers that were funded this month. They'll show up on the report, the River Bridge and the WCM. So these are the legacy managers that are still there. We got rid of ClearBridge. Channing done well. When your year-to-date number and fiscal year-to-date number right in line. Cook and Bieler, outstanding numbers. Funny, Cook and Bieler, Alkeon, and WCM were all on the hot seat. And look at these numbers now because it's just sometimes reversion to mean. Six-month number for Cook, 1377 versus 770. Outstanding. Their one-year number, 20 versus 5. And then we go down to our non-equity or international managers. Alkeon, 10% for the month, 20% for the three-month number, double the MSCI. And across the board, the one-year, the year-to-date number, again, 17 versus 5. They're fighting back. They had a rough time. We all know that. But they're back in line. And one of the reasons I wanted to hold on to those managers is because when things go right, they go really right. And when they don't, we got to keep an eye on them. So they're doing a good job. They're still on a short leash, and we'll hope that they continue. WCM, again, we brought them in, had a conversation with them, and they're fighting back also. You can see their numbers, 600 bips over for 3 months and across the board fiscal year to date, back in line to where they were long term over now. So they were up against it. Exponents, pretty much right in line across the board on the long term numbers. MFS challenged a little bit. I'm scheduling a call with them, see what's going on with their attribution and why they're lagging their peers. So they're on the list for a phone call. Below that, fixed income, tough run for them. If you look at fixed income, the 10-year on February 1st was at 3.86%. At the end of the month, it was 4.25%. That's a 10% move in fixed income on the 10-year. So tough to make money as a bond manager in that environment. They've done well. They didn't lose as much as they could have. So you'll see again negative across the board, and their three-month number is still positive. That's good. Inception numbers. Not bad, but they're all over the place. You'll see when the three-year and five-year numbers come in the next couple of quarters onto the report that, it's again a tough run for fixed income over the last number of years. Don't forget, during COVID, we had zero rates practically. I think the 10-year went to 50 basis points. So, when rates go straight up, it's tough to make money, but they're there to protect us also with a low allocation on the IPS of 17%. But again, we still need them to steady everything else. Go to the next page. We'll talk about cash. Cash has been pretty depleted. We sent out a couple months' worth of benefit payments. So we're lower than that number, but Still have about another month or so of benefit payments. This is normal. We do this every year. After that, we start trimming the tree and coming up with assets to pay benefits going forward until we get to the next third quarter of the year when the ARC comes back in as usual. Masters Fund, the new investment, the fund of funds, not marked yet, but it will be marked in the next report for the first 2 months at least. They were funded in January. Graco was on our list for a presentation. So Graco is a legacy fund. It's a fund of funds. It was here, I think it got here in 2014 before me and a couple other trustees, I'm sure. They are matured. So it's a 10-year fund plus two. They have hired someone to go into liquidation process. So they have some portfolios, companies still looking to sell. That's not a quick process. It's probably going to take between 1 and probably 3 years, just being honest with you. But they do have a plan. They sent me a large presentation, a new GP, a large presentation. I've gone over it, and I'm going to bring them in for a call just to discuss it with the board so we have a handle on where we're going to get that money back. Not a loser, but not a great investment over time. Do you want to page forward, Leanna, to when you start seeing all the graphs and charts? I think it's page 14 on my report, so I'll tell you when to stop. A little farther. One more. That's one more. All right, good. So again, IPS, first and foremost, right? Asset allocation, second, the hardest part of our job. Manager search, right? We search for managers that make money for us, and we fire managers that don't over a long period of time. And then we do performance review and manager review. So IPS, the starting point. Are we within range? Yes, we're within range on the equity side. We're overweight large cap portfolio, but large caps have really, really run. So we're going to take from that and bring it down in the market capitalization from large to mid to small, and we'll spread it out. But we're in line across the board on stocks and bonds. This report says we're out of line on cash because we were over. That's not true anymore. We're back in line because we're back to pay-as-you-go, pretty much. And hedge funds, we're slightly over. We just funded the master funds. We're over. But again, that other piece will come down over time. So I don't know if I'm being a little overweight in hedge funds because the Graco portfolio is kind of dead in the water until they start liquidating some stuff. On the other privates, we're in good shape. So with that, I'll turn it over to some commentary. You can pull up the other page that I sent you, but it's not absolutely necessary if you don't want to. Yeah, we can just leave it on the front page. So look at, on the top right-hand side, nothing but green for equities across the board, which is good. That's a year and a 12-month number. And then if you look below that, there's really been more breadth here now. So again, all of these different sectors are performing. Yesterday, the Dow Jones was up 400 and a change, and the NASDAQ, I think, was negative or slightly positive. So good rotation, more breadth in the market, more people participating. That's what we need. It's healthier for everyone involved. Our valuation is high. In some aspects, yes. Do I think the market's going to stop running? I don't think so. We'll get into reasons why right now. So again, what's driving the market? Everyone's top of the list. If you have a conversation over a cup of coffee in my business, it's about interest rates. So the going consensus right now on the street is 3 rate cuts by the end of the year, 25 basis points each. That's the going consensus. We went from 6 rate cuts about a year ago, 6 months ago, now to 3. And now we're thinking maybe we might even actually get less than that. So, you know, economic demise has not happened. The consumer is still strong. Job numbers are still very, very strong. So the Fed just doesn't see a reason to put the brakes on just yet. So the brakes mean they're going to try to lower interest rates and add some liquidity to the market, and they're just not there yet. So, for example, ironically, tomorrow is Good Friday. The market's closed, but we have 2 huge pieces of information coming out tomorrow, which is PCE, which is an inflationary index, and Fed chair is going to talk Powell on a day off in the market. So that's always good. It gives people 3 days to digest that. We think that the market, as far as inflation, is moderating. It's coming in the right direction, going down. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's the 5th straight positive month for stock returns. So things are good. We need another 90 days. And we'll keep an eye on it. Looking forward, to put this in perspective, we're up 50% from the September 2022 lows in the equity markets. Okay. The average bull market lasts about 5 years. So we're about halfway into that 5-year bull market. The average bull market is up 152% over 5 years. So even though things are good and things are running, things could continue to run in the right direction, especially with the Federal Reserve doing what they're doing, which is actually, believe it or not, been pretty masterful. So we're slowing inflation as we go. It hasn't been a drastic thing. They haven't really had to lower rates yet, but they will. That's an absolute. And if we can do that and have a soft landing, we can have a great run right here. So at the end of the day, we stay disciplined to our IPS, disciplined to our asset allocation, stay in the game. And I think that we'll have a good run into the end of the second quarter, which would be great for our fiscal year. And then again, on a month-to-month, quarter-to-quarter basis, we'll continue to see where opportunities are strategically with money added to existing managers or new opportunities. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
Thanks, Dave. Any questions from the trustees? Mr. Cannon.
Dave, you had mentioned that large cap on the allocation end is a little over, but it's running well right now. You were looking to trim it down and spread it around. Would it behoove us just to hold on to it a little longer?
Yeah, it's Sizer is a core large cap manager. So you got Aristotle on the value side. You got Pure Value pretty much. And then you got Atlanta, pretty much pure growth. So it's kind of like the large cat, big ship in the game. So Sizer has been a source of funds when we run out of money to pay benefits. So I agree with you. We've been overweight large cap stocks, Trustee Cannon, for probably 2 years now. We're right at the top of that. So I agree with you. I would stay completely allocated to that right now. But if we need a source of funds, it would be more of a reason to take from that. That would be the reason, not necessarily to take away from it, because I don't think it's the right asset class.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other question for the trustee, from the trustees? I see Trustee Vereen has joined us. Okay, thanks, Dave. Let's
move on to the rest of the agenda. Thank you.
Item 2, approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve February 29th, 2024 meeting minutes?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Cannon.
Second.
Discussion on the minutes. Any discussion on the minutes? Any discussion on the minutes? Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well, so the minutes are approved. Moving on to item 3, administrative matters. Item A, Blanchard and Fonte and all. Nancy?
Hi. Good morning.
We'll turn over to you.
Hi. I'm Nancy Kalesa with Blake Marfonte and Ald, and basically we monitor your portfolio for any exposure to newly filed securities litigation. And I'm just here to provide a quick report on the fourth quarter of 2023. There's not a whole lot of exposure for the New Haven Police and Fire. I believe there are three cases in which the fund had some exposure. I'm just going to walk through them, give you a very brief synopsis of each of them. One of them is Adobe, and in that case, the fund's estimated loss is $22,568 on a FIFO basis, $10,600 on a LIFO basis, and there's no action required by the fund at this time for that case. That case is pending in the Southern District of New York. And just to tell you a little bit about that case quickly, Adobe is a software developer, as you probably know. They face competition, lots of competition. It's a pretty intense market. And anyway, there was a private company called Figma, which also provides web-based tools for design and interfacing. That company experienced incredible growth in 2021. Adobe had basically been downplaying the competitive threat from Figma. And ultimately, in September of 2022, they announced they would purchase Figma, much to the surprise of the market. They also purchased the company at a very high price. I believe it was about $20 billion, which is about $10 billion more than they had said the company had been worth. So at that point, the price of Adobe stock declined significantly. So that's an action that we're watching for you. Another action we're watching for you is FMC Corp. In that case, the fund had a loss of $39,592 on both a FIFO and a LIFO basis. This is a really interesting case, actually. It centers on misrepresentations regarding the strength and sustainability of the company's agricultural products. And basically, the company made a number of misrepresentations about its inventory. Some of the consumers had been, over-purchasing during COVID due to fear about supply. And also, the company was facing litigation around the globe in China, Brazil, and India. And basically, they were losing some of their patent protection that they had. So they faced all this threat from generic competitors. Basically, they failed to disclose that to the market. So when news of all of this came out, as well as news about their supply chain not being as they had represented it, there was a huge drop in the price of the stock. This case is pending in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. And it's another case where there's nothing that you need to do right now, but we're watching the case for you. We're actually involved in the case, representing one of the lead plaintiffs who lost almost $3 million on the stock. So we're keeping a very close eye on this one. The other case that you have exposure to was General Motors Corporation. In that case, the fund had a loss of $24,730 on both a FIFO and LIFO basis. This case is pending, of course, in the Eastern District of Michigan. And in this case, basically, the company made some misrepresentations and also did not disclose that they had some concerns about certain vehicle airbags that might need to be recalled. They also had some misrepresentations about Cruise, one of their vehicles, and they had overstated the demand for that product. Also, they failed to disclose that they're facing increased risk of governmental and regulatory scrutiny as a result of several enforcement actions. So that's a case we are also keeping an eye on for you. And then just to report on settlements, we basically have been submitting settlement claims when a case comes up in which you have exposure and you have a recoverable loss. We put in for you to recover as part of that settlement process. So to date, we've recovered $19,857 for the fund. So we are periodically sending checks back to your fund so that you can participate in any recovery in which you are eligible. So that's it. It's kind of a quiet quarter, fourth quarter of 2023. But we will continue to keep you updated. As I said, if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to address them.
Thanks, Nancy. Any questions from the trustees or Nancy? Keep the checks coming back, Nancy. Thank you so much.
That's our intent. Have a wonderful day and a nice holiday weekend. Thank you.
Item 3B, legal opinion on the new state bill called Presumptive Cancer Bill regarding firefighters. So just a quick background on this. So last year there was a state law that was changed related to certain types of cancers that may be related to firefighters' service. And Mr. Cannon brought to my attention the potential for certain firefighters that may have retired but have this type of cancer to be eligible for a service-connected disability benefit. And given the change in the state law and Mr. Cannon's request, I asked Attorney Crumby to look into the matter to understand it better and present to the trustees. Attorney Crumby, and this was maybe a week ago that I asked, that Mr. Cannon brought it to my attention, and I asked Attorney Crumby to look into it. Attorney Crumby has asked for a little bit more time to review it and to present something at the next meeting in April. And so that is the plan now. Attorney Crumby, I don't know if you have anything to add there, Mr. Cannon. Attorney Crumby, anything?
Thank you, Mary. Just briefly, I took a brief look at the state statute. It was enacted in 2022. There's some nuances to it, and so I would like a little extra time to flesh those out and to have more comprehensive legal opinion for you at the next meeting.
Thanks so much, Mr. Cannon. You want to add anything? Or I
appreciate the consideration, and we'll revisit next month. It's basically a bill that's been passed at the state that looks back and says that they've understood that certain cancers are related to firefighting, and there's parameters that have to be met, and if that firefighter is unfortunate, that meets all the criteria, they're covered under a workman's comp understanding. It's not workman's comp. There's no settlement. It's just that they're regarded as recognized as receiving the benefit of a presumptive cancer bill, where if there's any shortage in medical coverage, the state, with a separate pool of money, will help provide medical coverage for that firefighter. There is a look-back period, such as the bill went into effect, I believe, in October of last year, and there is a look-back period with anyone that was affected with cancer. We have only one member, that, to my knowledge at this time, that had developed cancer and is in within the timelines of the state look-back period in relation to this. So what I'm looking for is consideration for that member to go through the Yale Medicine review by our doctors to possibly revisit the disability claim. There's no monetary cost to the fund. So I appreciate your consideration, Mayor, and this board. Thank you.
Mr. Ken. Any questions about the trustees? Okay, so we'll look forward to your report out next month, Attorney Grumby.
Thank you, Mayor.
Moving on to item 4, age, annuity, retirement, service-connected disability. The individuals that are requesting this are Johnny Cooper, Terrence Roundtree, and Reginald Blakely. I have a couple questions about this, about the medical reports. So I'd like to go into executive session with trustees and bring in Eve DeSant, Taylor, and Leanna. Is there anyone else that we should bring in? Okay.
Mr. Chair, Trustee Brooks, I'm wondering if our attorney should also be in the executive session. I didn't hear his name.
I think that's fine. Sure, Attorney Grumby as well. Thank you, Trustee Brooks. Yep. So, can we do a motion to go into executive session, please?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, Trustee Brooks. Second. Trustee Cannon made the second. Any discussion on going to executive session? Trustee Brooks, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Merrill.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. So we will move into executive session. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. No votes were taken in an executive session. We're still on item 4. Are there any motions from the trustees?
Motion to accept Johnny Cooper for service-connected disability.
There's a motion by Trustee Cannon to accept Johnny Cooper for service-connected disability. Is there a second?
Second.
Sorry. Any discussion on this? Any discussion? Okay, Trustee Cannon, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Barrow?
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Dermott. Aye. And I am an aye as well. That item passes. Any other motions?
Motion to accept by Reginald Blakey for service connected disability.
Trustee Kennedy made a motion to accept Reginald Blakey for service connected disability. Is there a second?
Second.
And by Trustee Brooks. Any discussion? Trustee Kennedy, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
Trustee Rivera.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well, so that item passes. Any other motions?
Motion to table Terrence Roundtree for further evaluation.
There's a motion to table by Trustee Cannon. Is there a second?
Second that.
Trustee McDermott seconded it. All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
No.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
And I am a no. The motion to table passes. Moving on to item six. Service-connected disability, Ronald DeLine, Jeffrey Kozo, and Samad Rankins. Is there any interest by the trustees to go into executive session on this item to discuss anything?
Motion to approve service-connected disability for Ronald DeLine, Jeffrey Kozo, and Samad.
There's a motion to approve the service-connected disability for the three individuals. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Trustee McDermott. Any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
I am an aye as well. We'll move on to item. Sorry, the items on the agenda are a little bit out of the numbers are out of order here, but it's listed as item five and item six, death after retirement information only. Stephen Dunn, John Bailey, Andrea Papa, and Whitney Epps. Sorry, guys. I forgot to let you know when we're back. And survivor death after retirement for Joanne Robas and Marie Corsini. If we could take a moment of silence to reflect on the passing of those individuals, please. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills item listed as item seven?
So moved.
Second.
Is a motion by Trustee McDermott, a second by Trustee Brooks. Any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion on payment of the bills? Trustee McDermott, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Green?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Bills are passed. Any old business? Any new business? We already went over the investment report, so is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Cannon beat you to it, Trustee Brooks. Do you want to second it?
Second.
All right. There's a second. All those in favor of adjournment, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Rivera?
Aye.
Green?
Aye.
McDermott?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And to all.